Dear brother and confederate, your slave is come again once more, with some the chiefest of my friends, your aid and pity to implore. Brother of no land, how d'ye think that I should trust ye once again? I lent ye ships and soldiers too. What are become of all my den? What need you such a question ask, when we and all the world well knows you value not the lives of men more than the dust under your shoes? Oh, sir, now I begin to feel the want of what I wasted then, and should I see you once more, your luck is not you'd break again. You have my jewels and my plate, for that I keep your son and Molly, for that she pays another rate, and I believe rewards you fully. You see my navy's out to serve ye, which lost I ne'er should get another, and yet upon your subjects' plot I ventured hard for church our mother. 'Tis true I thought the cock match would have set my kingdoms all a-fighting, and my mongrel Protestants were true by their address to you in writing. And I had served them to a hair, had not our fleet miscarried so. I think my admiral did his part, your admiral ne'er struck a blow. Thank mongrel Protestants for that. You see what ample power they have to make a seaman's conscience kick, the church and popery to save. 'Tis true your mongrel Protestants their parts did act with fair pretense, nor did I cease to grease their wheels, you little think to what expense. But since our hopeful cake proves dough, our losses how we must restore, for I will ne'er my person trust to head an Irish army more. I dare believe it, you nor I e'er headed armies in our lives. We were better for chamber wars to kiss our maids and our wives. Let our slaves into danger run, and bones exposed to sturdy walls. The prince was cursed in mother's womb, that by a cannon bullet falls. No more of this, but to the point, our Jesuits must work again. The rebels will recruit their fleet, and then ride masters of the main. If they ride masters of the main, let Jesuits all together plot. I fear their plots will all prove vain, with mongrel Protestants to boot. For heaven's sake, sir, do something more, our stinking mother church to cherish, at least to keep my wife and son from coming poorly to the parish. What would you have me more to do? My money spent, my stores are gone, all the world about my ears, pray heaven that I may save my own. Which if I do, I'll promise this, that you an abbey shall enjoy. I'll make an abbess of your wife, and to his fortune leave the boy.